Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Big Kids Podcast. Woo! Guess what I did today? Your girl joined Tinder. Yes, the dating app. Now, you might wondering, okay, what's the big deal about her joining Tinder? The big deal is that, well, let's rewind. Let me give you a little backstory. 2016, I became a widow. I had been married maybe about 17 years-ish, and I lost my husband on my third son's birthday, 2016, and I have been by myself ever since. It was really a personal choice that I made, because I had very important things that I needed to focus on. And sometimes in life, and unfortunately, when we are dealt with certain blows, we have to lay everything down, take inventory, what needs to stay, what needs to go, and what are the goals. Put on blinders and go full speed ahead. So that's what I had to do, because I saw my children, you know, they were dealing with a lot of things. So as a mom, I had to not be selfish. And unfortunately, there's a lot of parents out there who are selfish. And in order for me to have gotten to this point today, I had to put my life on hold to make sure that my children were okay. Because I've seen or heard too many stories of, you know, someone bringing in someone into their house, or, you know, and, you know, someone's meeting your children and in a few months they're gone and it didn't work out. So it's just a lot of things that I didn't even want to be bothered with. Now, I'm not saying that if you've been through the same thing, you decided to do something else totally opposite than what I did, that, you know, that's wrong. But for me personally, this was the choice that I made, and this was the decision that I went with. And I think if I had someone else in my life at that time, there would be complications for myself and my children, because I would not be able to put my children first in a lot of situations, because then it would have become a problem for whoever I was in a relationship with. If they called and said, okay, you know, can I see you? Let's go out. Let's do this. No, my child has practice. No, my child has a meeting at the school in the morning. You know, no, my child has track. And you know, with track, if your child's participating in track, you're there all day for a track meet. So that was a personal decision that I made. Not to date or bring anyone around my child, to allow my children time to heal from whatever, not completely heal, because you never really get over the death of a parent, because I myself lost my father in 2005. And every now and then, you know, I'm dealing with it, but I'm still moving forward. You never really get over a parent's death, but you kind of learn to deal with it. And like anything in life that happens, you know, it's like you're driving in a car and you're looking at the, you know, the rear view mirror. And as you go along in time, you know, it lessens the hurt. So that's what I wanted to do for them. And I wanted allow time for healing and growing. So I had put the whole relationship thing, you know, the whole dating thing aside. So I don't think I necessarily want to get into a relationship. If it turns out that way, that's cool. But I think after being married for so long, I would prefer to actively date it with people that have the same interests as me. That would be nice. But when I say I joined Tinder, I am not going to start to actively use Tinder at this time. I'm going to take my time because right now we're dealing with COVID and I don't want anybody to expose me to anything. And part of dating is going out, having conversations, breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever. So I uploaded my picture. I completed the app, but I'm going to wait. And I probably will get a subscription maybe like in the fall. Probably in the fall after my 17-year-old son complete his college application. Because that's a very hectic time at his prep school. So I want to make sure that at least he's done with that part of the process. And then all he has to focus on is just finishing out his senior year. So once he get all his applications done and submit this and submit that, if there's any interviews that have to be completed with these schools, it gets completed, then I will feel accomplished. I could push it back to wait until he receives a decision, depending if he does early decision or not. But then I will feel accomplished because I would have had the final one tiptoeing out of here on his way to school. So that's what I did today. How will that work? I do not know. I'm a little scared because there's some crazy people out there, but I'm old enough. I'm experienced enough. I'm 41. If I don't have any senses by now, I will never have any senses. So that's just something new, and I'm going to take my time and I'm going to figure it out. Depending on what's going on with COVID, if we're in the clear to start to meet people, vaccine or no vaccine, how everything works out, then I'll thread very lightly on the dating app. All right. Thank you for listening. Peace out.